أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at my cue. It's actually journaling the Quran, personalizing it. But my cue is that part which was personal to you. Those ayat that sort of stick out in your mind, and those that you recite on a daily basis, or those that have hit the spot in your soul. Well, again, from my childhood, I remember, and maybe all of us do this, it's a part of an ayah that we recite. It's Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 156. And normally, when we hear of death, we recite this. We say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." We are from Allah, and indeed to Him we will return. And I'd like to look at this ayah. Let's start from ayah 155 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So you could highlight 155, 156, and 157. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. We will most certainly test you. That means you will have trials. مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, with fear. وَالْجُوعِ, with hunger. وَنَقْسِمْ, مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ, and you'll find loss of property and yourselves. That probably refers to death. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and the fruits of your work. وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ, and then he says, give good news to those who do sabr. Remember, sabr is perseverance, patience, doing your absolute best and then handing it over to him. Now he says who they are. الَّذِينَ, they are those who, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when a trial, a difficulty, a misfortune touches them, gets to them, مُصِيبَة hits you at that Achilles heel, the place where it, you know, hurts the most. قَالُوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, surely we are from Allah and to Him we will return. They see difficulties as opportunities of growth. See, the human being is enslaved to habits. And you and I sort of tend to stagnate. Sometimes we stop or just going on happily with our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes us to grow. And in His process of learning, He tests us with a loss in wealth, in property, in anything, in ourselves, emotional health, everything. He will test us. And it is a direct proof of His attention to the one He loves. Imam Baqir says that trials and difficulties are attracted to the one who is beloved to Allah, like water when you put it into the sand. So it's amazing. We say, oh, poor thing, or in Gujarati, bichari, to someone who is being afflicted with a difficulty. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look in ayah 157, He says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهُمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. These are the ones on whom there is blessings and mercy from their Rabb, from their Master. وَالرَّحْمَ, mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. They are rightly guided. He says there's immense blessings in those who respond to difficulties and trials and misfortunes with inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In other words, they see it as a potential of growth towards their Rabb. But I repeat again, he uses the word sabr. In a nutshell, it's perseverance, a commitment to hang on, patience, a constancy in ease and difficulty. But in essence, you're going to put all of those in what together. Patience is self-mastery. So if I were to conceptualize this concept of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, the people that Allah is talking about are those that when they're afflicted with a musibah, and like I said, musibah comes from the word asaba, which is to hit a target. It hits you exactly where it was supposed to. They immediately know that this is growth from their Creator. This is their chance of moving towards their full potential. And they respond with endurance, restraint, acceptance, steadfastness, perseverance. And so the reality of their patience is inaction and control of words. And thus its difficulty.
In other words, they say, I don't understand, but I trust you and I will do my best. And true patience is always demonstrated at a point of calamity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who actually live the words of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.